Bad week for the former president of Pakistan, retired General Pervez Musharraf. Earlier this week, he was disqualified from taking part in the May 11 general elections. And today, in fact, just a few hours ago, the country's one-time military leader had his bail application cancelled by the Islamabad High Court. And that prompted him to leave the building. And that then forced the court to issue a warrant for his arrest. So now there is a warrant for the arrest of the former president of Pakistan. I'm joined now by Omar Wahatish from Time Magazine's Pakistan correspondent. He is, and he joins me now. Omar, thank you very much for your time. Do we know where President Musharraf is?
Well, it appears he's made his way to his farmhouse on the outskirts of Islamabad. He made a very dramatic exit this morning. As you mentioned, as soon as the bail was denied, it meant that his arrest would become inevitable. So rather than being taken to a prison, he decided to leg it, hastening out in a four-wheel drive at great speed. I'm assuming his logic with the move there is that if he's at home, he can be put under house arrest and be in more comfortable conditions than locked in a dark and dusty cell.
It's just the latest episode, though, in this kind of thing happening. We've seen all sorts of findings now in Pakistan courts against sitting politicians, against former politicians. What are the implications here for Pakistan generally? Are we seeing the fragmentation of the political order, perhaps?
No. This is actually quite unique and very different to anything that's happened before. This is the first time in Pakistan's history that a former army chief and a former military ruler is being held accountable in this way by the courts of the country. Mm. In the past, the courts have been pliant tools of the generals. And it's never, ever been, there's been a long unwritten rule that the top ranks of the army are to remain untouched. This has great implications because if General Musharraf is going down, he's going to try and take down other people with him. And that possibly includes the current army chief.
Okay, so how far do you see this going then?
Sorry?
How far do you think this might potentially go?
Well, it seems as if he's going to be arrested and put on trial. So you will see a former dictator being held on trial for the first time in Pakistan's history. Usually it's been politicians who have been thrown in jails by the dictators and held on trial. If that trial begins, then he will start naming names and defending himself. It could possibly broaden out. At the moment, it looks like the attention will be focused on General Musharraf, but it's his decision whether he wants to take it any further.
Can he just leave the country?
No, he can't. He's banned from leaving the country, and once he's under arrest, then he won't be allowed to leave the country.
He was banned from leaving
the country by the courts in his earlier procedures. He's wanted for a number of things. Mm. Just to walk you through the trials,
sure.
What he was going to be arrested for today was his decision to impose a state of emergency and sack 60 judges when he did this in 2007. He's also wanted for his alleged involvement in the assassinations of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto and the former governor of Balochistan, Akbar Bukti. So he still has those cases to confront as well. So the courts decided that he poses a flight risk, and so last week they banned him from leaving the country. So this is just the latest legal ordeal he's having to face. There are many, many more to come.
He's a former president, of course, not necessarily popular with everybody there, but he would have his supporters within the country. Do you think there's any danger that whatever is to play out with him now in the Pakistani courts, it might raise his profile or make him some kind of martyr, increase his popularity, in any other way create a problem within Pakistani politics and society?
No, I mean, Mr. Musharraf, one fails to understand why he even decided to come back to the country, given that he was facing a threat to his life. The Taliban said that they would send a death squad, but also because he simply doesn't register in political public opinion. He has very little support to speak of. If he ran in the elections, he may have secured one seat at the most. So there really isn't that kind of support. What we are seeing, however, is this kind of transition in Pakistan where the civilian institutions are becoming more assertive. This forthcoming election that's happening in May will be the first time that one elected civilian government completes the term and hands over power to a successive elected civilian government. That hasn't happened in the past. And this may be happening even as a former military ruler is being held accountable. The greater irony in all of this, perhaps, is that we may actually see former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif return to power as the Prime Minister of Pakistan. This is the man that Pervez Musharraf overthrew in 1999. Even as General Musharraf faces trial, it would be one of the most astonishing turns in history.
Well, that's momentous times. Thank you very much for speaking to us, Omar. It's a difficult line. You're on the phone from Islamabad, and the line isn't great, but it's just so good to get your insights. I thought it was worth persisting, so thank you.